Johnny Bandana.
Johnny B.
All right, this is it. We're recording.
All right, we're live here, pal.
Live. Another boys and girls, children of all ages. This is the Tape Trader's Guide to 90s Pro Wrestling, and we are driving back from Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Great American Clash 2018 with special guest Jim Cornette. We had two amazing cage matches. Kevin, go over you know what? This is JD Sloan. I'm here with Johnny Bandana and the one and only Kevin Martin. Kevin, go over the rules and regulations for the Rage in the cage match tonight.
So, in the Rage in the cage match, it starts out with one competitor from each team, and they go at it for 5 minutes. After those 5 minutes go through, the next competitor comes out to the ring, and that next competitor is the winning team of the coin toss, which took place backstage. And so Team Exotic Dales, Dyron Flynn, came out. And so after that, then it was a whole array of talent from both AWA and UPW going at it. It again at the Great American Clash here in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
And it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Johnny, let's go. Tell us about putting together that cage.
Hey, you know, the cage, professional wrestling. Jason Sloan. The damn cage, you know, was a little,
there's a little bit of trouble.
Hey, you know, it was a little trial and error. The turnbuckle post, the top rope had to be loosened so the post would straighten out so that we could get the frame in between the post. Had to pull out on the center of it, and had some crazy little blonde girl run out. She was climbing on top of the cage.
Working her ass off. Working her ass off.
Everybody come together. It was a great team, and we was able to get the cage installed and in time for the two cage matches. And the cage didn't fall, JD.
So yeah, it did it. Yes.
And you know what, Johnny B? Those are all the trainees of the AWA New South Training Academy, which if you want more information on that, contact James Carver on Facebook today, and you can get all the info on how to become a professional wrestler at the AWA New South Training Academy.
So we've had a weekend of wrestling action. Me and Kevin were coming back from Franklin, Kentucky yesterday. And Kevin, the title of your podcast episode was Overbooked.
Overbooked.
And we were in Franklin, Kentucky yesterday. Today we were in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And tell everyone where you're going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, I'm in Clarksville, Tennessee for the Tried and True Pro Wrestling Student Showcase event. It's going to be an awesome night showing off all the great trainees from the Tried and True Academy, coached by Jeremiah Plunkett and Crimson. So they're going to show off what they've learned. They're going to show the fundamentals and show these people what they have done over the past 12 long weeks of training. And, you know, I'm really excited to see the final product of this because Crimson and Jeremiah, they put a lot of work into the Tried and True Academy, and it's all coming to fruition tomorrow night at Clarksville, Tennessee at the Sango Event Center.
And so you really are overbooked. I mean,
oh, don't even get me started, man. This is my first full weekend of 2018, but this next weekend, I've got Ring of Honor on Friday. I'm working on the television production crew for that. And then the night after that, I'm back in Clarksville helping run the Tried and True Pro Wrestling production. So that's going to be a busy weekend for me. This is my first full weekend, but next weekend's probably going to be my busiest weekend so far.
Jesus, Kevin Martin. I mean, God, I mean, you are 20 years old, fully embroiled in everything pro wrestling in this entire area. And whenever so, it's like, hey, Johnny, want to put on a wrestling show? Yeah, well, who do we need to call? Well, let's call Kevin. I mean, that's just what everyone says, right? right or wrong?
You're right. I mean, I've worked my way into making connections with a lot of people, and damn.
I mean, like it's funny. I'll see a poster, right, Johnny? And Overdrive Pro Wrestling, right? So I'll see a poster. Hammerjack, one of my longest friends in the fucking business, is part of the company. And who's already in the company? Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, already fucking there. What was Riley's? Freedom Pro Wrestling. First time I hit him up, you know, and I said, like, excuse me, sir, you know, blah, 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 blah. Sure. Who's already part of the company? Kevin Martin. already part of the fucking company. Everywhere I go, Kevin's already fucking there. But guess who's not getting me any work? Kevin Martin.
Hold on now.
Kevin
hold
Martin
on now.
Is never throwing my name out there.
This was, all right, hold on. This is before WrestleTopia TV, okay? This is when you're the gimmick table. I can't just say, hey, put this gimmick table over in your thing and your venue and we'll, you know, just trust the guy. Just trust the guy. You know,
I'm busting your balls, Kevin. No, but seriously, Kevin is like everywhere, Johnny. He really is.
He is everywhere, JD, and you know, I'm starting to sense a little tomfoolery here. I'm kind of wondering how he's getting booked so many places.
Oh, how is this happening?
Hold on now. If you really want to wonder who's getting booked places, how in the world is Babu on the Ring of Honor Wrestling Ring Crew?
Hey, man. I wish everyone listening to this had a... I bet everyone that's listening to this has a Babu. Wherever they frequent, you know, whatever... If they're in Missouri, whatever company they go watch, you know, whoever's out there listening, I'm sure you guys have one of these guys, these Babus, that are in your wrestling family as well. Babu has sent me, I think, 12 text messages today to have me call him because he wants to talk about the wrestling show from last night. And then when I call him today, we're driving to fucking Bowling Green.
He almost didn't answer me.
He almost big legged me because he's Babu.
You know, he tried to kayfabe me on who the Ring of Honor Wrestling head of Ring Crew was after I already got hired with Ring of Honor. I just wanted to see how he got the job. I already knew, but for fucking Babu, you know, had to kayfabe big league and. You know, he's the star of all these bookings. Yeah. You want to talk about overbooked? See Babu at every wrestling show. He asked me if I'm going to be at a wrestling show. I'm like, no, I'm not booked. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Babu's there.
Apparently,
like next week, Jeff Jarrett's running a show, and I didn't know about it. But Babu's going to be there.
That's funny because Kevin, the only thing he asked me is, hey, man, we good?
We good? Hey, man, we good?
Hey,
we cool?
We cool?
We cool? We cool?
Hey, call me.
But you know what's funny is every time, okay, so I'm like, hey, Babu, you going to XYZ show? Yeah, man. Hey, man. Hey, you think he really going to be there? Because he never believes that the stars that are promoted are actually going to be at the show.
Well, you know, because cards are subject to change, and, you know, it's happened before.
Sure.
It happened tonight in Columbia. Unfortunately, Jimmy Hart couldn't make it due to unforeseen circumstances. But Crazy Steven Rebel filled in, I heard, and I heard they had a great show out there in Columbia. So props to them. And, you know, I hope. And Jimmy Hart's supposed to be there October the 27th.
Oh, so he's going to come back.
He's coming to the Shelbyville, Tennessee Super Show happening at the CalSonic Arena October 27th. So if you haven't already marked your calendars for
Woo!
That, Mayhem Pro Wrestling, you know, they got Buff Bagwell out there. They got Chavo Guerrero, the Sandman. It's going to be a huge card out there. So.
And the goal is to make this a WrestleTopia TV.
Yeah.
Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah,
we're going to work on that.
All right, well. Check back with me once. Let's start a business. It's a busy weekend, guys. But JD, you know, we talk about all the things that we're doing in WrestleTopia TV. Tell them what we got coming up.
About what? What do we got coming up, Kevin?
Wait, hold on. You don't know what we have coming up?
No, what's coming up? What's?
Well, hold on. We've got the Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest.
Oh my God, we got Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest. WrestleTopia's special guest will be Impact Wrestling superstar Andrew Everett. That will be September 22nd in Rome, Georgia. We also have... And WrestleKate. WrestleKate is coming up in November.
Yeah, but you're forgetting all of August now.
What's going on?
August 3rd, we've got Cyber Slam.
Oh, we do have... where the fans pick the matches.
The fans pick the matches. Johnny B, the fans pick the matches. You yourself can vote on Facebook right now to see... Exotic Dale take on Sean Hurley. Will it be a hair versus hair match, or will it be a kiss my foot match?
I picked the hair. I'm not gonna lie. I voted. Those two cute young men. They have too much beautiful hair, and somebody's got to lose it.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking more on the Vince Russo here. I'm thinking like a contract on a pole match.
Contract on a pole. hold on now. No, we've also got Christian James taking
the Despicable.
On, yeah. Well, we say Despicable, but. Maybe he's having a change of heart right now, because what I'm seeing right now, he's kind of stepping back in and say, hey, Randall Shane, you're going just a little too far, man.
Yeah.
And they're going at it.
There's been some one-upping, hasn't there? Like a little bit of here, a little bit of there.
And so now at CyberSlam, those two are going to go at it for majority ownership of New South Championship Wrestling.
Whoa.
And it's either going to be in a steel cage or it's going to be in a ladder match.
Whoa.
So fans, go to facebook.com/NSC Wrestling to make your votes right now for CyberSlam. It's all going down August 3rd. Mark your calendars. And then the night after that, August 4th, Bowling Green, Kentucky will be there. WrestleTopia returns to Bowling Green at the National Guard Armory for the Back to School Bash.
Woo!
All seats only $6. That's going to be a big night of action.
And September 28th. And then we got September 22nd in Rome, Georgia.
Don't forget August 31st. The Rock and Roll Express are coming to Franklin.
Bless, what is going on? There's so much shit happening.
The Rock and Roll Express are coming to Franklin, Justin.
Oh, Hall of Fame wrestlers.
Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson.
The greatest babyface. The greatest babyface of all time, Ricky Morton.
You know, his Instagram name is The Babyface Ricky Morton.
I did not know that.
It's The Babyface Ricky Morton.
I've not been following him.
You got to go follow him right now, at The Babyface Ricky Morton. But they're coming in August the 31st, Franklin, Kentucky. Make sure you're there. And then September the 28th, live. Franklin, Kentucky. I don't know if the New South Arena is going to be able to survive. I don't know if Franklin, Kentucky is going to be the same way because, oh, what a rush. Road Warrior Animal is coming to Franklin to tear apart whatever's coming his way. Probably all the 8x10s he's going to sell because it's meet and greet only. But, you know, make sure to be there September the 28th in Franklin, Kentucky. Road Warrior Animal's coming. We got so much
September
shit going
29th.
On.
September 29th, he's going to be in Lebanon, Tennessee as well, isn't he?
Game changer, man.
Yep, that's right.
Burt Prentice, he hasn't told us a lot, but September 29th.
You heard that name right. Burt Prentice is changing the game of pro wrestling.
That's going to be the greatest thing ever. Johnny, what do you think?
I think you're all fucked.
Jesus.
Johnny, I need you to right now tell the people that are listening at home, tell them the Burt Prentice story about Johnny Bandana taking a chance. Maybe the one and only time this young man has ever stepped foot on an elevator. Tell us about what Burt Prentice asked you about fucking the rats.
Well, you know, JD, it's funny you bring that up because I believe it was one of the only times I've attempted to take an elevator. And out of all the elevators to take, it was the elevator at the Stadium Inn, James Robinson Parkway, Nashville, Tennessee. So me and Jason James, we're jumping on the elevator. We're going to the main floor. We're going to get out, get on with our night. And as the elevator door's shutting, I'm starting to panic a little bit. Here comes a hand in between the elevator threshold. Door's open. Burt Prentice. Burt walks in, turns side in between me and Jason, staring at the door. As soon as the door shuts, looks over at me. Says, John, you still fucking all those rats? No, I'm a baby face at the time, you know, 17 years old, no tattoos, blonde hair. I'm trying to get over, you know, Burt Prentice, you know. No, Burt, I would never do that. I might even call him mama. No, mom, I'd never do that. You know I wouldn't do that. That's right, you wouldn't, you know, fuck. You're just saving all your sugar for mama. And he grabs his boobs and he bounces his boobs up with his, it was the most disturbing. I've never been able to get it out of my head. I blame a lot of my problems therefore on
that moment.
Yes.
That moment in your life changed everything.
Absolutely
right there.
Absolutely it did.
So, Johnny, you know what, man? While we're driving along, let's talk a little bit about your wrestling career, Johnny. Because I feel like there's a resurgence coming about. I feel like, you know, within the next few months, weeks, you know, hours, whatever it might be, I feel like Johnny Bandana is going to be in the minds and hearts and souls of the wrestling fans all across the U.S. I see something happening in the near future. So let's talk a little bit about your career. Let's talk about your time as the NWA X Division champion. What was it? The NWA main event X Division?
It was main event, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that. Some of the matches you had with LT Falk and Slacker J. He's going to be pissed off because he listens to this.
Yeah, he is.
He does. He listens to this podcast.
I don't think Slacker's the biggest fan of me either, James.
Oh, really? Tell me all about this.
I just don't think he is. I get a weird vibe around Mr. Slacker J.
So tell me about you and LT Fox interaction, your matches.
I me and LT Falk had great matches if I can just keep up with all the damn arm drag. we had good chemistry in the ring there. I love working with LT. I hope to do more stuff with him in the future. You know, I took a 5 to 6 year hiatus.
Yeah, that's not very long. That's not very long.
And, you know, it wasn't until, JD, that we were on the road with Tony LaCassia. Tone. I mess his damn name up. But, you know, he's like, you know, and of course he's putting this all in NFL term, you know, so I can understand it in football terms.
Yeah.
And basically saying, once brother's been, on the bench for more than 4 or 5 years, he's done. He's finished.
Right,
he's
done. Right.
And I let that kind of hit me a little bit when he said that, because I'm like, fuck, man. All I know is signs outside of wrestling, and I'm about depressed as hell doing those.
Right.
When I'm around you guys working with WrestleTopia and around the wrestling business, it brings a lot of happiness to me. And,
right.
And when I got in the ring with Chris Michaels, it just all come back to me. Now, I know that's not saying, Chris Michaels can make this damn red light we're sitting at right now look like a goddamn
golden red light.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, guys. He's amazing. But really, really got the itch going for me, JD. And hell, if I can just maybe work out a little bit, get my body looking half decent. Like we were talking about last time I was on the podcast with you about, Tony Falk talking about tan fat's better than pale fat, whatever it was. If I can just get a little tan, I might have a chance. I'm not dead, that's for sure. So certainly want to, take a few bookings.
Funny joke, actually, you say that tan fat's better than white fat, because J.D. Sloan over here was last night in Franklin, Kentucky. We were standing next to Chase Stevens, and J.D. trying to show Chase, hey, brother. Check out the guns, brother. And Chase's like, what the fuck, man? I had to go get a tan just to make mine look better than this.
So true.
I can't help it, man. My ass is in the gym every morning, 4 a.m. Legitimately. I'm in the gym every day, 4 a.m. And I learned a long time ago that in the pro wrestling business, the pro wrestling is an upper body game, okay? As long as them arms look jacked, the rest of you don't got to be that jacked because no one's paying attention, And so you can cover that shit up. So as long as my arms look good, that's all that really matters, right?
There we go, Johnny B. So just so you know, don't even worry about doing the abs. Just do all upper body, chest, shoulders, traps, biceps,
that's
triceps. All,
that's it, man.
Just
that's
have
it.
These jacked arms and just be
fucking
like
that. Today, we're going to do arms.
Fucking
do biceps.
The last 25 years. Me and Chris Michaels, we have gone up and down the roads together. And I'm going to promo for 45 minutes in the middle of the ring, even though I know the main event still hasn't happened.
Fuck them.
Hey, Portland, Tennessee, Christmas for Kids, 51 minutes.
Oh, man, dude. I mean, he did the same thing happened to us in January of 2017. Let's not even go into all that. I told Chase last night, I was like, so you and James Storm, you guys are going to Ohio together. And he looked at me and goes, well, fuck, how do you go to Ohio? I was like, well, not with James Storm, I guess, I told James before he left, I said, man, you be careful. Make sure you fucking make it there, man. If you're going with Chase, you might end up in North Dakota in the snow.
Yeah, snow in the summer, but somehow it'll happen.
It will. It's Chase because of Chase Stevens. Yeah. We're just about to run a red light, boys. Yeah, there we go.
We just did it. And but then James was like, I'm going to make sure. Because, James, he's going to make sure Chase doesn't, go too cray-cray.
But, quite the match last night. It was a six-man tag. Chase Stevens, James Storm, and Chris Michaels all on the same team.
Wow.
If whoever's listening to this, if you're in the Tennessee or Kentucky area, if you're not going to New South Championship Wrestling every Friday night in Franklin, Kentucky, you are missing out on really, I like James Carver, so I don't want people to think that I'm just putting this over because I like James Carver and me and him have a good relationship and everything like that. But honestly, there's not a... How many wrestling companies can you think of off the top of your head that's running weekly wrestling? And James isn't just running weekly wrestling on Friday nights. James is running wrestling in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He's running wrestling in
Hardin, Kentucky.
Hardin, Kentucky. Indiana. Lebanon, Tennessee.
All these fair shows, man. It's been big super shows with James Carver's name just stamped right on it. And, James, big things are coming up in the New South Championship Wrestling world. We can't reveal all of them right now.
But he's running shows just left and right, and he gives people the opportunity, you know? Like, I just told him today, I've got a tag team, the Old School Outlaws that I met in Rockwood, Tennessee, and they impressed me. And so I sent a message to James, and I said, hey, man, I was like, you know, there's this tag team. I really want you to take a look at it. I sent him over the footage that I shot of them, and he sent me a message back. He said, I don't even got to watch the video. If you're telling me they're good, I trust you. I believe you. Let's make it happen. And that's honestly the kind of guy that Carver is. And man, I can't even begin to, you know, explain how much I appreciate not only the fact that, you know, he's going to take my word on talent or anything like that, but the fact that we are welcome, you know, WrestleTopia TV is welcome at every event that James Carver promotes, and that's a big deal to me, you know, I mean, it really is. And so if you are in the, if the listeners are in the area of, you know, Southern Kentucky or Northern Tennessee, if you're not making your way to New South on Friday nights, you're missing out. You are missing out. Kevin.
Yeah.
We haven't stopped the podcast yet. You got to keep talking.
Hey, man. You know, what do you want to talk about? Because, I mean, I've run through all my shows.
How many shows do we have in the bucket that is making its way to WrestleTopia TV?
WrestleTopia TV, get ready. Because we've got CHW Retribution from Ashland City, Tennessee. We've got the AWA New South events that you're going to see all just flow onto the AWA New South Pivot Show channel.
So make sure
you look out for that. Franklin, Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, now Bowling Green, Kentucky. And now we're also going to have
MSWA Star Spangled Spectacular.
Yeah, Star Spangled Spectacular coming your way, direct from Rockwood, Tennessee. God, so many shows.
So many shows coming up. Five, six shows.
This is the dream, but Jesus. This two-man team is going to be rough.
It is.
I'm going to have to teach Johnny B how to do some editing work, man.
It's time that we all learn out there. If you are out there and you have the skills, the secretary skills of organization and you know, making sure that every meeting is taken care of. I was supposed to call someone today, a promoter today, and I slipped my mind. Even after talking to this promoter over DM in the morning, but if you have these skills, these organization skills, and this is the most important thing, you will work for free. Please contact me today, because WrestleTopia TV needs a secretary. We need it badly. Unfortunately, we won't pay for it, though.
JD, I think we just lost about 85% of our viewers.
85%? I'm saying 92.
92, that's very specific, Kevin Martin.
We're going to have to put up a Craigslist ad and, you know, just hope for the best.
Yeah, yeah. So what about that tonight, Rage in the Cage?
Exotic Dale.
Exotic Dale. 50 feet in the air.
55 feet in the
57
air.
57 feet in the air.
69 feet in the air.
Flying off the top of the steel cage. It blew my mind. What'd you think of it, Kevin?
I see Exotic Dale, right?
Uh-huh.
I see him climbing up to the top, and by golly, I see it, and I'm like, no, he's not going to do it.
But he did it.
He did it.
He did it.
He jumped down onto four men just waiting for him. They looked up, oh, shit. And just, boom. It was the greatest thing ever. Golly, that's a highlight video thing right there. That's going everywhere.
How long has RJ been working?
Who's RJ?
I'm sorry. How long has Exotic Dale been working?
Exotic Dale just started working not too long ago. Honestly, I think he's only been working for a few months.
Less than a year?
Now. Yeah, a few months, if that. Like, I'd say at least half a year.
He is poised to go on to do something good. Pretty impressed with him tonight.
And he's a product of the New South Wrestling Trail.
That's right. That's right.
Which, again, if you haven't already heard earlier in the show, if you want to go learn to become a professional wrestler,
uh-huh,
and you got to go out to the New Style Training Academy, talk to James Carver. He's got some great deals coming up right now, great classes, and make sure you come up, because you'll always have work with James Carver.
You know who else is the product of the New South Championship Wrestling School?
Tell me.
Rebecca Reese.
That's right. She's in South Carolina.
She was not there tonight because Rebecca Reese is so over. She is traveling all over the world. doing appearances left and right. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And that's all because she went to the New South Championship Wrestling School. I think this episode should be in somehow... I think it's going to be named The Carver. The Carver of all episodes, because this is all about putting over James Carver. You know who else is a graduate?
Who else?
Hurley.
Sean Hurley, that's
Sean
right.
Hurley, who...
I remember when he started as a security guard.
He told me that story tonight, actually. We were talking earlier, and he told me that story. So impressed, man. From last night to tonight. And honestly, like, I mean, I've seen... The past year, I guess, I've been watching his work for probably about the past year. I've always thought he was good. But man, the last like 6 months, it just seems like, you know how in wrestling, even when you're natural at it, even when you're good at it, there's almost like this moment where a switch gets flipped and things just come together. And I think Sean is really at that point where things have just come together. So I actually was talking to Carver about some ideas of some upcoming opponents for Hurley. So if everyone that's listening to this, if you don't know who Sean Hurley is, you know, take the time to go out there, maybe Google him and find some YouTube videos. If not YouTube, check him out on Facebook, because I really think that is the future star of the Tennessee area, of the Mid-South territory. There's a lot of exciting things to come with this young man, because he really is very impressive. What do you think, Kevin?
Sean Hurley, he has grown so much over the years. Since we started in 2016 and he started training hard, and he got big, he got jizzacked. And he's really doing great for himself. He truly is what his moniker is, the future.
Yeah.
And he's going to do great things. I see nothing but bright lights and shining stars for Sean Hurley.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So, Johnny, what do you think of Sean Hurley?
Oh, man, I remember seeing brother about a year or so ago at, was it New South Arena there in Franklin?
Yeah,
you know, looking at him, I seen the passion in him, but I seen a, you know, skinny kid, you know, kind of pale, whatever it was, and, work was there, but, you know, wasn't quite there, and of course, now seeing him tonight, brother got a little tan, like Kevin said, got some size on him, and, man, just completely different work.
Yeah.
Different guy.
Yeah.
And I guess, I mean, it might have been a year ago when I saw him work last. I mean, he's come a long way, and I think he's got a great future ahead of him. He's a young, I mean, what was he like? 20 something?
How old is he, Kevin?
He's in his early 20s, bro.
Yeah, it's not very, he's not old at all.
So, golly, guys. So many things are happening. WrestleTopia TV is going all over.
Just everywhere.
Everywhere. We've got documentaries in the works. We've got so much stuff literally on paper that we have forgotten so much stuff.
Look at this.
Release cars around. Are in front of your house.
Let me just toss this.
Well.
All right. Well, guys, I think that's going to be the end of it. With that being said, thank you for joining us here in the 90s Tape Trader Podcast.
Oh, boy. What are these guys doing? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh, is that Chase? Oh, no. Is it Brian Christopher?
Oh, no.
No. They're letting him go. They're letting him go. It's not Brian Christopher. Never mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are quickly approaching the mansion, the WrestleTopia mansion, the compound, if you will. You know, $10 million estate that I have that we are all on the way to right now. So we are going to cut the podcast short right now. So from me to you, thank you for the support, Kevin.
Thank you for having me, man.
Johnny, yeah, Bandana.
Thank you for having Bandana as well. It's always a privilege. That's a pleasure.
Bandana, you are my brother for life, and anything that JD Sloan is involved in, Johnny Bandana is always right there behind, because I can't do it without you, Johnny. I can't do it without you, buddy. So, tape traders, everyone listening to this, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast today. And just always keep in mind that tape trading in the 90s was fucking awesome.